Title: Microfill Design, with Resampling Only Advanced. Alright, welcome back. This one's an advanced drum and bass drum lesson in Ableton Live, and we're going deep on microfills but with a strict rule, resampling only. So no, let me just add a new sample pack. No, I'll grab a riser, no layering and external one-shots. We're going to print audio from your existing drum bus. Then do all the fill design by slicing, warping, reversing, repitching, and reprinting. The big advantage is that every fill automatically matches your kit, your processing, and your vibe. It sounds like it belongs, because it literally came from the groove. Let's define what we're chasing. Microfills are those tiny moments, like 1/16th note, 1/32nd note, sometimes even faster, that make a roller feel alive. A tiny snare drag, a hat burst, a little reverse pull into the downbeat. The kind of details you feel more than you hear until they're missing. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a little toolkit. Stutter fills, reverse suck-ins, repitch blips, jungle-style micro-chops, and most importantly, a dedicated fill lane and arrangement that you can copy across your track at phrase points. Let's start with the foundation, because a micro-fill is only as good as the groove it comes from. In arrangement view, build a solid two-bar drum loop. Classic D&B timing, kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, hats doing the rolling motion, and whatever ghost notes give you that forward pull. Doesn't matter if you're two-step, more breaky, or layered, just make sure it's a loop you'd actually use in the track. Now group all your drum tracks into a group and name it Drum Bus. The reason we do this is simple: we want to resample the finished drum sound, not a raw kit. Microfills sound way more convincing when they already have the same glue and grit as the rest of the drums. On the drum bus, put your usual processing or use a clean, solid starter chain. Something like EQ to tame sub rumble, a touch of glue compression, nothing wild, maybe 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction, then a little saturation or soft clipping for density. The key is, don't change it later and wonder why your fills don't match. Print what you actually want to hear. Here's a pro habit: don't resample the whole song. Print in fill-ready chunks, 8 bars, 16 bars max. Smaller prints are faster to slice, easier to manage, and you don't end up scrolling forever. Now we set up resampling the clean way. Create a new audio track and name it Fill Print. Set audio from to resampling. Arm the track. And this is important, set monitor to off, so you're not doubling your master signal while recording. Loop a section of drums, like 8 bars, and record a clean pass. Stop. Now consolidate that recorded audio so it becomes one neat clip. Name it something specific like Drumbus Print, 174 BPM 2 BAR or Print, main 174. The point is, later, when you have 20 versions, you'll still know what's what. Extra coaching tip: keep one safety dry print too. Duplicate your drum bus, or temporarily bypass some saturation, and print a cleaner version, like Print Alt or Print Clean. Some reverse and warp moves behave better on cleaner audio, and you can always layer the gritty print back in underneath. Cool. Now we're going to turn that print into microfill material. Duplicate the print onto a few lanes. Name them by intent: fill stutter, fill reverse, fill repitch, fill glitch. This naming sounds boring, but it's how you move fast later. On each lane, prop the clip so you're only looking at the area right before phrase point. Think, the last half bar, then tighter the last quarter bar, then maybe the last eighth. For D&B, a lot of the magic is in the last 1/8 or 1/16th before the snare or downbeat. Tight timing is what keeps it professional. Now let's build fill number 1, the stutter. This is that machine gun energy, but we're doing it from your own hats or ghost snares, so it blends. On the fill stutter clip, enable warp. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients. This gives you a clean, punchy repeat behavior. Then find a tiny region that feels good when repeated. Often it's a hat tick, sometimes a ghost snare, sometimes a little noisy edge from a ride. Now we create a super short loop. Think 1/16th note for a normal stutter, or 1/32nd if you want it to get a bit feral. Loop it, and duplicate it to fill the last 8th note before the hit, or the last 16th before the hit. Here's the teacher note: don't stutter through the main snare transient unless you want to weaken the snare. In D&B, the snare is royalty. Most of the time, your stutter should be the lead-in. It should hype the hit, not replace it. Once it feels good, commit it. Resample it. Yes, again, you can record it back onto fill print or another audio track. The point is, no live trick left running. Print it into a clean piece of audio. Then do micro surgery. Add tiny fades on slice edges to remove clicks. And use clip gain like a fader ride. A 1 or 2 dB ramp up into the hit can make the stutter feel intentional, like a drummer leaning into the downbeat. Fill number 2, the reverse suck into the downbeat. On fill reverse, grab a strong transient. Usually a snare hit works best, but a crash or a noisy hat splash can be sick too. Reverse the clip. Now place it so that the end of the reversed audio lands exactly on the bar line or the downbeat you're aiming for. That's the trick. Reverse clips feel late if they're not aligned at the end. Warp mode here depends on the material. If it's a dense chunk, try Complex Pro for smoothness. If it's mostly transients, beats can be tighter. Now shape it. Use clip gain envelope or automation to make it swell into the hit. And if you want it to feel like a real pull-in, add auto filter, high pass filter, that opens up as it approaches the downbeat like it's inhaling, then let the full drum hit slam on the one. Advanced variation. Reverse with anchor. Keep a tiny non-reverse transient at the start, like 5 to 15 milliseconds, then the reverse swell. That tiny click anchors the timing so the reverse doesn't feel like it's floating behind the grid. Once it's vibing, resample it to a clean clip. Level it so it sits inside the groove and doesn't jump out louder than the main snare. Loud fills are one of the fastest ways to sound amateur. Fill number 3, repitch or time bend blip using War Plus resampling. On fill repitch, pick a chunk that has movement like the last kick, snare, hat moment maybe 1/8 to 1/4 bar. Enable warp and choose a warp mode intentionally. Complex Pro if you want smoother tones, if you want that edgy synthetic smear. Treat warp mode like a tone knob. Now we're going to create pitch motion. In the clip envelopes, find transposition and draw a quick ramp. Classic move, from 0 down to minus 12 semitones over the last 8th note. That gives a falling tape speed vibe. Keep it subtle. In DNB, subtle usually translates as expensive. Then for time bend, you can add a couple warp markers and slightly compress time just before the hit. Just a touch. The goal is momentum, not chaos. Print it. Resample to commit. And if needed, put a limiter on the fill lane just as a safety net with a ceiling around minus 0.3 dB. We're not trying to crush it. We're just preventing a random overshoot. Fill number 4. Jungle style micro chop from your own print. This is where people get carried away, so we'll do it with discipline. On fill glitch, find a busy moment hat into ghost into snare tail, something with multiple transients. Then cut 3 to 6 tiny slices. Work at 16th notes, and if you're feeling spicy, 30 seconds, but keep it playable. Rearrange them. Swap 2 slices, repeat 1 slice 2 or 3 times, reverse just 1 slice, not the whole thing. And then the rule, fade everything. Every slice edge gets a tiny fade. Clicking edits are not glitch, they're just unfinished. Then resample the whole thing into one clean clip, so it becomes a single fill file you can drag around. Now, let's talk about making this actually usable in a track, not just a fun sound design session. Create a dedicated track called Fill Lane. This is your library inside the project. Consolidate each finished fill so it's exactly the length you need, often one beat, half a beat, or even a single eighth. Name them clearly. Fill 01 Stut 1-8, Fill 02 Rev Snare 1-4, Fill 03 Repitch 12 1-8. The name should tell you what it is without you needing to audition it. Then start placing them at phrase points. In DNB, that's often every 8 or 16 bars, bar 9, 17, 33, 49. Don't spam them. Overfilling kills hypnosis. The roller needs room to roll. Here's an arrangement upgrade that changes everything. Make an intensity map. Bars 1 to 16, go subtle, mostly ghosty. Low level, minimal stutter. Bars 17 to 32, medium. Reverse pulls and occasional chops. Bars 33 to 48, stronger. Repitch dips, denser stutters. Pre-drop, 1 signature fill. 1. The identity moment. The thing you only allow yourself once or twice in the whole track. And every single time you add a fill, do the impact check. A slash be it. Groove with fill, groove without fill. If the drop doesn't feel bigger with the fill, simplify it or turn it down. Curation beats complexity. A few advanced sound design extras while we're here. 1. Transient microsculpting using fades is underrated. A 1 to 3 millisecond fade in can soften harsh ticks. A 5 to 20 millisecond fade out can turn a chopped slice into a controlled ghost note. You can literally design drum feel with fades. 2. Phase A flaring from one print. If you layer a clean version under a warped version, watch the low end. If it thins out, either nudge one layer by a few milliseconds, high pass the texture layer, or check polarity with utility. You want weight, not cancellation. 3. Controlled chaos with tiny offset resampling. Make a stutter, then slightly change the loop length so it's not perfectly 1/16th, just a hair shorter than resemble that drift. It creates a falling, humanized feel without any MIDI randomness. 4. Negative space fills. Sometimes the best fill is removing energy. Cut the hats for the last 1/8 bar, leave a tiny, reverse tail underneath, and then slam back into the downbeat. The drop feels larger because you gave it contrast. Now let's lock it in with a quick practice exercise you can do in about 20 minutes. Set your project to 174 BPM. Print 8 bars of your drum bus into fill print. Then create 5 different microfills, each no longer than 1/8 bar. Make 2 stutters using different source transients. Make 1 reverse pull. Make 1 re-pitch dip. -7 or -12. Make 1 micro chop rearrangement. Print and consolidate each one. No live warp tricks left running. Then place them into a 32-bar arrangement, one at bar 8, 16, 24, and one right before the end, like the last half beat before bar 32. Listen for flow, not just cool sounds. Before we wrap, quick common mistake check. If your fills are too frequent, your groove loses hypnosis. If your fills are louder than the groove, they sound pasted on. If your edits click, add fades, always. If warp artifacts smear the transient in a bad way, switch warp modes and reprint. And if your fill fights the main snare transient, you're stealing impact. Keep motion before the hit. Keep the hit clean. Recap the workflow, because this is the whole philosophy. Print your drum bus. Slice, warp, reverse, repitch. Shape with envelopes and filtering. Resample again to commit. Build a small library of clips. Then arrange with intention at phrase points. That's resampling only microfill design. Cohesive tone, fast workflow, and fills that sound like they're part of your drummer, not pasted from a pack. If you tell me your subgenre liquid, neuro, jump up, jungle, and whether you're break-based or clean two-step, I can suggest a set of fill recipes and an intensity map that fits your exact drum palette.